let's talk about homophobia. I'm your host, Jason Cable, and, well, this is my podcast, my GLBT podcast. You can find more information on the show at jasoncable.com. It's spelled the way you think it is. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can leave a voice message for us that may make it onto the show. Message can be up to 5 minutes, so call 888-272-5848 and leave your feedback or a story or an anecdote or anything. And it doesn't have to do with anything we've talked about on the air. Really, anything you want to talk about is fair game. And you can also send emails, all that shit, on the website, please. Just so I have a better record of it. So, recently started a new job, and of course, anytime you start a new job, you have to worry about whether you're going to come out or not. And that was a big issue for me. I mean, at my last job, I was out by the second day. This job, it took about 3 weeks. So one of the things that happened was one of my coworkers said that he does not agree or he's against homosexuality. And of course, at first that really pissed me off and incensed me, and I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was a nasty display, but I got to thinking about it, and I actually came up with what I would consider my own definition of homophobia. I had never thought about this before. I didn't give a second thought to the meaning of the word homophobia. Now, the word dates back about 1972. It was in book form in a book called Society and the Healthy Homosexual, written by George Weinberg, who has written several books in his life. I honestly don't know what he is or what he does, but homophobia is derived from the Greek or Latin words. I really don't know. Homo, of course, meaning the same, and phobia, meaning some kind of fear, like arachnophobia, fear of spiders, etc. So, according to the Wikipedia article, the original meaning was the irrational fear of being in physical proximity to a homosexual person. Well, I mean, with media the way it is today and the prevalence of the internet, I don't think that really serves us well anymore. And especially when you have people standing at pulpits in churches in the South and in rural areas in the United States, and hell, even in large cities and large congregations, Barack Obama excluded. So, physical proximity. Actually, the quote is, the dread of being in close quarters with homosexuals. But, you know what? I don't think that's really what it means. Here's what I came up with. And this was before I looked into any type of resources on the net. Homophobia, and these are my chicken scratches, so if you will forgive me for a moment. Homophobia is the intentional act of causing others pain, grief, and angst, or physical harm due to ... due to the fact that they are GLB or T, honestly. And then I went on to write, this does not include people who have a sane objection to the practices and the practices of the homosexual, and admit that homosexuality exists and should not be extinguished. So, the people who don't want to believe that there is such a thing as a homosexual, Well, fuck you. Basically, people who believe that we should be extinguished or that our sexual orientation is by choice and can be changed. Fuck you. That's what I'm saying here. And I'm also saying it's the non-harmful mental and physical existence with the homosexual. The non-homophobe, that is. So, you know, we can make a lot of analogies here. Most of them are just gratuitous and really not necessary. But one that I scribbled... Now, a lot of times you have to go with your gut feeling. And that's what I do. I did not like what I wrote down. But it is an analogy that evokes a guttural reaction as to the general population, as does the term homophobia to the gay male or female or those in between. Honestly, I wrote that it's homophobia and people who are not liking homosexuals, but I did not put in the category of homophobics, of homophobes. I said it's much like not agreeing with abortion. Now, of course, you know, abortion is one of those things. It's a very touchy subject, but so is homophobia, and so is racism, and they are things that we, as a society, are afraid to talk about. We're not afraid to say that they exist. We try not to say that they exist, but they do. And really, it's just wrong. Now, some other terms that would relate to homophobia, according to another website, would be like racism, sexism, xenophobia, and religiousism. Okay, whatever. So, I do think homophobia is a questionable word at best, and I think it should be reserved for the worst of the worst. Now, just because someone doesn't, agree with homosexuality, I don't think that should make them homophobe. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and let's face it, I one of the ways I reconcile it is this. I don't understand the love between a man and a woman, yet I accept it, and, first I tolerate it, then I accept it. And, of course, it happens. Of course, it goes on. That, to me, is I accept the fact that it happens. And I accept the fact that I do not understand the physical and chemical attractions between a man and a woman. And between a woman and a woman, for that matter. I don't get it. I don't see why it's there. It's not that I don't want to see that it's not there. But I don't understand. Does that make me a lesbophobe? Does that make me a heterophobe? Well, I hope the hell not, you know, because I do not discriminate against straight people. Anyone is allowed to listen to this podcast. If you're homophobic, fuck you. I hate you. But listen to the podcast anyway. You might learn something, and it might change your mind. But, I really think that the word homophobia is a stronger word. It is not to be used lightly. You know, we can go through some of these definitions, but one is the irrational fear or hatred of homosexuals and homosexual behavior may also indicate a fear of being gay. You know, a lot of times we experience our own homophobia and internalize that before we come out and before we admit that we are gay. If you know, some people never do, and the people that do and who go through hell and do it later in life, later being after the age of 20, let's say, you know, I applaud them because it is very difficult. So, yes, we can have our own internalized homophobia, and I do think homophobia is the correct term to use there because we are so harsh on ourselves when we're in these situations. Another one, the fear of homosexuality is expressed by demeaning images in media texts. In other words, the way we're portrayed in books and literature, in the news media, etc. Literally, an uncontrollable fear of homosexuals and homosexuality. But the term is generally used for a negative and contemptuous attitude to same-sex sexual relationships and to those who participate in them. Next, the negative attitude toward women or men who choose partners of the same sex. Fear of shameless monotony or of homosexuality or of becoming homosexual. Yeah, some people could be afraid that they might be gay. Oh my God. Even though they aren't. That's a caveat in that one. Strong hatred or fear of homosexuality and homosexual people. Now, just because you disagree with homosexuality, does that mean that people who picket pride parades peaceably, legally, and who speak their mind are homophobes? Well, you know, I'm not about to get into a civil rights debate here. We're simply discussing the etymology of the word homophobia and how it should be used. Yes, homophobia in its mildest forms, and that would be what I was talking about, the ones that are the people who admit that it exists and that it should not be extinguished and are not actively pursuing the actively pursuing anything against us. You know, is that, you know, people picketing are doing something actively against us. That, my friends, is homophobia. I don't care if it's legal or not. I don't care if the United States Constitution allows me or a friend of mine from high school, let's say, to hold up a sign at a gay pride parade saying all fags should die. You know, and I don't doubt that would happen based on where I grew up. I just mentioned high school because my high school class reunion is, well, a month from today, and I don't know if I'm going or not. But anyway, yeah, holding up, that would actually work with the definition I came up with, because it would be inflicting pain, grief, and or angst, possibly physical harm, onto us. And to me, that is crossing the line. So there is a fine line between homophobia and non-homophobia. Non-homophobia is very easy to define, though. It's people who are not actively trying to hurt us in any way, shape, or form, who just don't agree with homophobia or homosexuality. You know, everyone is allowed to have their own opinions. You know, I am allowed to have the opinion that heterosexual sex is disgusting. I don't have that opinion, but yes, I'm allowed to have that opinion. There are a lot of people in the gay community who do have that opinion. Do I call them heterophobes? I don't think so. If they just have it. Now, if they're holding up signs in protest in front of a baby in an OBGYN's office, an obstetrician and gynecologist's office, saying the gay is the only way. Yeah, you might, you're pretty much being heterophobic there. And let's face it, I am one of those people who would love, to have, to live in a place that's all gay all the time and I don't have to deal with any of this other shit. But that's not the reality of life. And we have to realize and be careful, because there are people out there who do not like us, who will go to extremes, and there are people out there who will hurt us. So as far as I'm concerned, as long as no one's trying to hurt me mentally or physically, that may be okay. You know, who the hell knows? Now, you know, I can go through some other definitions, and this is one of my favorites. Oh yeah. Literally, homophobia. Literally, fear of sameness. Yeah, well, homophobia wasn't exactly created because of, or due to the Greek and the Latin. I mean, it was a side effect, and it was a word that sounded good, let's face it. Someone's trying to say, fucking internet, I'm telling you, that it's an abbreviated form of homosexophobia, a portmanteau of homosexuality and phobia. Yeah, right. Homophobia is a neologism coined, God, talk about highfalutin shit. By the way, the links to all the sites I'm quoting will be on the website, on the blog. Homophobia is a neologism coined to reflect a theory that violence toward homosexuals was rooted in an irrational fear of homosexuality, which in turn was a result of the homophobic's own homosexual urges. Well, I certainly don't agree with that. Specifically, it was coined we already talked about that. Unlike agoraphobia and some other phobias, homophobia is not a psychiatric term. There is no such thing as clinical homophobia. No shit. The meaning of the term is ambiguous. That I agree with. Its meaning often overlaps with other gay normalization terms such as heterosexism, straight supremacism, and gay bashing. Well, honestly, straight supremacism. I have never heard that one. Heterosexism, yeah, I've kind of heard that one. Gay bashing, well, yeah. The current definition of homophobia in a common dictionary is fear or contempt for lesbians and gay men, behavior based on such a feeling. Fear or contempt. Fear of or contempt. Actually, that is a pretty good term. It's not always fear. It's not always contempt. It's sometimes hatred, just pure hatred. You know, I really think you need to have, if you're going to not agree with homosexuality, gayness, LGBTism, whatever you want to call it, I really think you do need, what did I put down? A sane objection. In other words, a well-structured argument. Why? I want to know why. Sometimes it is irrational. And I can accept the fact that it may be irrational. But, number one, tolerate me. Number two, accept me. Tolerance and acceptance are two totally different things. Tolerance comes first. You're tolerating someone. You're not afraid of their of the homosexual's physical proximity. Now, to accept the homosexual would be, you know, tolerating is It's like this. You know, if you don't like chocolate and you really want some ice cream and all that we have available is chocolate ice cream, you might tolerate it if that's the only thing to cool you off on a 110 degree day. That's tolerance. Well, acceptance goes much further, and that I accept straight people for who they are. I don't judge them, because it is about judgment, I think. I do not judge them for whom or what they want to fuck in their bedrooms. I don't. I may not understand it. It may not make sense to me. I may not be able to experience the same feelings. I certainly can't. But well, I can for a guy, not for a woman. So, yeah. Anyway, homophobia, we can go on for hours on this. Now, I did find a really good article here. It was actually from 2003, and it was from a Penn State college student. I think it was published in their, maybe just on the website. But this guy was saying that the term homophobia is too inclusive. And that's what I'm trying to get at here. So, he brings up a lot, actually, way too many good questions. You know, he's like, what is the definition of homophobia? Most of you would think someone who's afraid of homosexuals. Well, you're only part right. According to a few psychologists and others on the far left of the political spectrum, the definition of homophobia ranges from disgust of homosexuals to acceptance. Gay people can be homophobes too. Well, I think we know that. I was a homophobe, let's face it. I mean, not outwardly, but only, but inwardly, you know, my, during my, the years I was trying to stay in the closet. Age 13 to 19. So what's the solution? You know, I really don't know. You know, anyone in this world, by some of these definitions, could be called a homophobe. I could be called a homophobe, even though I want to make it my job to help people in the GLBT community. I want to reach out there. I want to help the farm boy in Nebraska. I want to help the college student in University Park, PA. I want to swim with the animals. I don't know. And reach the people in China and Tibet. Ooh. I said the T word. Uh-oh. Might get me banned in China. Christ. No. Sorry, I'm a little bitter in China. Been getting some spammers lately. But anyway, how do we combat this? Homophobia, that is. Education, education, education. What do you want me to tell you? I don't know. I don't fucking know. I mean, have people, allow people to see who we are in the real light. Truly is who we are, not some candy-coated, sugar-coated, really crappy portrayals on mainstream television. I mean, that's it. You know, try to kill the stereotypes. And that's harder than you think. That's a lot harder than you think because when religion comes into it, we're up against some real major problems. You know, people start with their religious values and some other values at birth, and they're not easily swayed or changed. And if you've grown up away in a certain way and you know nothing, you know nothing else, you're going to have problems. So do we put up and shut up? No. Think we let people know who we are? Think we let people know exactly that we're exactly the same as they are. We have the same wants. We have the same desires. Sometimes a little more, intense. And yeah, we do have our differences, but it's not so radical to think that we have our own cult, our own subculture, our own society. Because guess what? We don't all think the same. We don't all act the same. We are not all the same in just gay males I'm talking about, let alone the LGBs or the LBTs. Alphabet soup. So I want you to think about it. Sometimes we just have to put up with people who don't agree with homosexuality and as long as they're not hurting us, I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm as fine with it as I can be. Try to accept it, move on, and let it be known, at least in my mind, that my job is to show that person that I am just an everyday, ordinary, seniorish .NET software developer / engineer. That's what I am. That's all I am. And I just happen to be gay. And I just happen to be gay. It's an incidental. Because I just happen to be gay.